waiting on the waiting.
We're waiting, yes. No, the lorry hasn't gone yet. We're waiting for the lorry. The bin men are here, aren't they? Gathering all the bags together and delivering their new bags.
Yes. Turn the light off over here.
You'd like me to turn the light off over here?
Yeah.
Can you see better if that is turned off? You can see out of the window better, can you?
Yeah. Thanks, Mum.
That's quite all right. Do you say thanks, Mum? Tell much indeed.
Thanks, Mum.
You're starting to call me Mum now, are you not, Mummy? Look at that one. He looks like Father Christmas. He's got red waterproof leggings on and a red waterproof coat. He's got a big black sack around his neck. And he's got a bobble hat on, but it's a blue bobble hat, isn't it? And what's the other man wearing?
Look, my coat.
Your coat?
Yellow coat.
Yes, you've got a waterproof yellow coat, haven't you?
Yeah.
What's the man doing now?
Getting all bags out of the front pan.
They're getting all the rubbish. Postman Pat's van?
Yeah.
Well, look, they're going to Sue's house now. I can't hear the lorry, can you?
Heard the lorry coming.
Did you hear the lorry coming?
Yes. Very dark here. Very dark.
It is very dark, isn't it?
Turn the light off.
When you asked me to turn the light off, Thomas, I did.
Bin man down.
Yes, well, the bin man had gone round the corner. Look, there's one. Did you see that light come on when the man walked underneath it? Some outside lights do that, Thomas. When people walk near them, they come on automatically. And that's what that light did, because it's quite... What time is it?
7:01 now.
What time do you think it is?
7:01.
7:01?
Yes.
Well, it's 10:04, so it's almost dark outside because it's a wet day.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mum. You heard me.
You were sorry? Why are you sorry?
Because I'm up there. Sit on me, Mummy. I'm up. What's the knickknacks?
I can hear the bin man coming now.
Lorry.
It's the bin bag lorry.
Here.
Oh, we can see the flashing lights. See here?
Yeah.
Let's wave to the man. He's the driver. Thought he'd seen you.
Not.
Has he not seen you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, not her, madam.
You keep waving, you might see you. Oh, yeah, I've seen you, that's nice. Oh, there goes our rubbish. We've put two bags out today, haven't we? Oh, no, there's the lady walking the dog. A big bump, wasn't it? Those men are all wearing bright coloured clothes, aren't they?
It's white!
Can you see? Look at that side, look over this way. That's it. Can you see them now? Because of our Christmas tree, we can't get into the window like we normally can we? Right, look out of this side now.
Tall.
It's Brian, I think.
Past the bin man lorry.
Yes, Brian's past the bin man lorry. Right, they're collecting the rubbish from Sue's house now, aren't they? Can you hear it going in the van?
Lovely. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm following the lights.
Yes, if you look in Stephen's car, can you still see the orange lights flashing? Can you still see the lights flashing?
Mum?
Yes?
Hold on.
Hold on. Why are you calling me Mum and not Mummy?
Hold on.
Yes, I think they have now. The lights have stopped flashing and the noise is gone. Right, that's that for another week, Thomas.
Yes.
And Mummy won't be here next Monday because I've got to go into work.
And my one lesson done.
It's here, darling. You dropped it here. Mummy's going into work on Monday next week, not Wednesday.
Not Wednesday,
because it's Christmas week, so I'm going in early. I'm going in on Monday.
Oh, Mummy.
Oh, so Mummy won't see the bin men next Monday with you. It'll be Nana and Grandad. Although you'll probably be out to miss them. So that's the last collection before Christmas.
Yeah. A lady carrying a dog.
Is she carrying a dog? I can see she's carrying something. Is that what she's got in her arms?
Yes.
Must be a very tiny dog, Thomas.
Tiny dog. Going to the doctor's.
She's going to the doctor's? Carrying the tiny dog? Are you sure it was a dog she had in her arms?
Yes. Nice.
Let's just wipe your nose, Pop. Good boy, thank you. Oh dear. Poorly cough, haven't you?
Oh, help now. Look. Look.
Oh yes, what are you doing?
Sliding off.
Sliding off? He will slide off if you do that.
Whee! Ouch. Out my toe.
Out your toe?
Like Poe down the slide. Show you.
You're going to show me?
Whee!
Oh, is that what Poe does when she goes down the slide?
Yes.
Very nice.
Caught something now.
You caught something?
No, I'm a fireman now.
You're a fireman now, are you?
I heard a flashing light.
You heard a flashing light? I think you see flashing lights, Thomas, not here.
The fire engine. The hose pipe out.
You can hear a fire engine get the hose pipe out?
Sit down. Some fire engine.
Oh, I can't climb up it, Thomas. I'll sit on it. Is this the fire engine now?
Yeah.
And your fishing rod is the hose pipe, is it?
Yes. Lift Thomas.
It lifts Thomas up.
This is ready on. Oh, I've got my ladder.
You've forgotten your ladder?
Yes. Where's the sky?
You want to stand on your ladder to reach the sky?
Yes. Look. What a mistake.
Oh, yes. You're standing on your little chair, aren't you? What are you trying to do? Reach the lampshade?
Yes. Oh. Ouch. That's my finger.
You've hurt your finger? What did you do? Bump it with a fishing reel?
Yes.
That's right, I think you better get down before you fall, Thomas.
Not Thomas, a fireman.
You're not a Thomas, you're a fireman. Oh, I do beg your pardon. Are you fireman Sam?
Oh, yes. A patient.
You're a patient?
Yes.
Doctors have patients, not firemen.
Oh, yes, patients, yes. I did. Very nice.
Very nice? What's very nice?
A sky.
Sky is very nice.
Yes, yes. Oops.
not got your helmet on?
Not.
Oh. Well, you're not silly now because you've put it on. You look very smart.
Yes. And I got my wellies.
You've got your wellies on, have you?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like your red sweatshirt and your blue slippers to me, but if you say that's what you're wearing, then that's fine. You're well kitted out, aren't you, for a fireman? Going to go and put some fires out?
Just a minute or so.
Just a minute or two, right.
Waiting for traffic.
You're waiting for traffic?
Yes.
Are you stuck in a traffic jam?
Not. Look, sit down. Outside.
What did you say about outside?
It's very cold.
Very cold outside. It is very cold outside. We're going to go out in a few minutes, actually, Thomas, before it gets any darker.
Yes.
We were just waiting, really, for the bin men, weren't we? But we've got to post a photograph to Grandma. Because Grandma goes into hospital tomorrow. Mm. She's having an operation on Thursday, isn't she? A sore knee, yeah, she's got a very bad knee, hasn't she? So, Grandma's in hospital, so we thought we'd send her a photograph of you to cheer her up before she goes. So we better go and do that, didn't we?
Yes.
We've addressed the envelope we stuck the stamp on.
What are you doing?
Have you seen this little man on the Christmas tree? Whoops. He was on the Christmas tree, I've just pulled him off. His arms and legs move.
My turn now. Ready?
Yes. Your turn now, ready. Is that what you said? My turn now, ready. What was that?
Dustbin bike.
The dustbin, was it the dustbin lorry again?
Yeah.
I thought it sounded like it, but I'm sitting with my back to the window. Where do you think they were going to?
In the most.
Oh, you've got to be very careful, Thomas. Do it gently, darling. That's it now, yeah. Well, let's put him back where he belongs, shall we?
Up there.
No, he lives here. Let's sit him there, then he can look out the window, can't he?
No, looking back. Looking back.
He's looking back, is he?
Yes.
What else is on the tree? What can you see?
What is that funny noise?
Think it might be the tape?
Yeah.
Are the lights working? Will you have a quick look for me, please?
Green and orange.
Green and orange. Are the two green and two orange lights?
Yes. And red.
And one red one, that's right. You look like you're about to be busy, Thomas.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Fishing.
Oh, you're fishing now, are you?
Look, hope. And this fish up, hope.
It must be a very big fish if it's as high up in the air as that, Thomas. What a big fish.
Look. Oh my God. Oops. Bit of patient, Dad.
Bit of patient, that.
No, it's a fish.
Oh, a bit of fish. Oh, I see. You're actually using your fishing rod now to catch fish, are you?
Somebody coming down.
Somebody's coming down the stairs. Who do you think it is?
It's Purdy.
God, because there's only Purdy in the house apart from us. Oh, dear, Thomas, Mummy's yawning.
Pulling back.
We didn't have a lot of sleep last night, did we? Because you were poorly in the night. What was the matter?
Sad.
Can you hear beeping? I think it might be the tape recorder, Thomas.
Oops. Mum would do it.
What was the matter last night when you woke up poorly in the night?
We can help Mum do it.
What would you like Mummy to do?
Bouncing.
Oh, bouncing. You're sitting on my foot and wanting me to bounce you. Oh, Thomas, you're such a weight. When you sit on my foot, I can't move.
Oh, my God. lie down.
You're going to lie down on my legs now, are you? Are you tired?
No.
Where are you going?
Going backwards. Fire engine no sleep too.
The fire engine did no sleep too?
Yeah.
Our fire engine didn't have any sleep last night.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, nice. I thought you said fire engine no sleep too.
Oh, Tim, I found. Chair.
No, you can't take the cushions off the chicken.
Hiding. I want to wait.
You're hiding? Are you hiding beneath the cushions?
Yeah. One cushion.
You're hiding behind the big back cushion, aren't you? I can still see you, Thomas.
Not lie down.
No, I don't think you can lie down without being seen. Be careful because the rocking chair is going into the furniture, Thomas.
Thomas done.
Where's Thomas gone? I don't know. I can't see his face. I can see his blue slippers. Where's Thomas gone? Where's he gone? Right, so shall we go for our walk now?
Not yet.
Not yet, but it's going to be dark if we don't go soon.
I'm going to go outside too dark.
No, well, this is where I need to go now before it gets too dark. It's too dark. No, if it's too dark, there's no point going. But if we go now, at least it's light. And it's nice when it's like this because people will start putting the Christmas tree lights on and they won't have the curtains drawn. And we can see inside, can't we? Get some bright lights. Shall we do that?
Yeah.
Have a quick drink and then go for a walk. Okay? We'll carry on later.
What's happened? What's happened, Mummy?
Oh, the lid's come off the camera film box. It's an old box, so it doesn't matter, does it?
No, empty it. Look, Mum, I screwed it off, and there's nobody in the box.
What you trying to do? Put it on the bicycle?
Yes. I'm not fit.
You're not fit?
No.
Oh, dear, dear. You're jumping in your van now. Are you pretending to be Postman Pat?
Are
you going to put your slippers back on, Thomas?
No.
Would you like some shoes on?
No.
I think your feet are going to get very cold, and apart from that, if you step on anything, it's going to hurt if you've got bare feet, isn't it?
Whoops. It's your mother, daddy doggy poo in here.
I beg your pardon?
A doggy poo.
Doggy poo? Where?
You lot that play legs.
There's only doggy poo in this house.
Lot that. Doggy poo.
You're really pointing to the carpet, but there's nothing to see, Thomas.
Doggy poo. Cross it.
Cross it?
Yes. Where is that? Whoops, dear. Get a rope. Fetch it.
You're going to get a rope, are you?
Yeah.
Do you mean your bit of fishing rod? Your fishing line?
Get a rope. There's a doggy poo
out. Dennis, what are you talking about doggy poo? There isn't any doggy poo in this house.
Two doggy poo. One, two, three. Right. Get that. And turn that on the whistle off. Ready, steady.
Ready, steady.
Go.
Go.
big body blue in here. And it all big body blue.
Is it Postman Pat's van you're driving?
Yes.
Is it stuck in the mud?
Yes. Oops.
How are you going to get it out?
Oops. And here, did it. Oops.
You sound very sniffly, Thomas. He didn't have a good night, did he?
Oh, to start a rope. To start.
Who stuck the rope?
Yeah. Oh, no. Another time. Get it out.
Another time, get it out.
Yes. Let's squeeze.
Whoops, steady, Thomas.
The rope fell down.
The rope fell down.
Yes. I pulled. I pulled it now. Pull the van out now.
You're pulling the van out now. Are you doing it on your own or are you asking the farm to help you?
No. Not taking the farm out.
You're not getting the farmer out. What's the farmer called in Postman Pat?
it is Selby.
This is Selby. Now I think it's Mr. Thompson, isn't it?
Yes.
Alf Thompson.
Mm.
And what's his wife called? Dorothy.
Dorothy, yes.
And what colour Wellingtons does Dorothy wear?
Green.
Green Wellingtons, doesn't she?
Yes.
Do you remember the storybook where Postman Pat delivered her a big parcel and when she opened it she said, oh, just what I need. And it was a pair of green Wellingtons, wasn't it?
Yes.
What colour are your Wellingtons?
The blue.
They're gone blue. They are blue, aren't they? Yeah. Blue Wellingtons with Teletubby stickers on them.
And the bat one. Back one.
Oh, I see. You're hooking the rope onto the back, are you? The back and the front.
Turn the switch on.
What do you mean, on Postman Pat's van?
Yes. Oops. Didn't love it. That's it. Oops.
Have you got lots of deliveries to make?
Yes. Deliveries? No letters today.
No letters today.
Got a parcel open the next week.
Got a parcel, you're going to open it next week?
Yes.
Alright, so you have got some parcels. When we came back last night from...
Got one parcel today.
You got one parcel today?
Yes, don't you? Not a letter.
Is it not
a letter? Oh, not one. And not one.
You've got one, oh yes. That's an empty box, isn't it?
Yes.
But Mummy came home last night from the carol concert with two parcels for Thomas. Didn't she?
Yeah. Not need that parcel too dirty.
You don't need the parcel, it's too dirty.
The way out. Just the way out. Tractor.
So you'll have lots of parcels, won't you, at Christmas?
Tractor, no. Tractor. Dorothy.
Oh, I see, the parcels for Dorothy, is it?
Yes.
Right, that's very kind of you.
Yes. It's got a man out.
Well, you're a tractor man now, are you?
Yes.
A farmer?
Yeah. A man. A man.
You're a man? Are you not a farmer? Farmers drive tractors. You could be like old MacDonald on his farm, Thomas, couldn't you?
Yes.
What does old MacDonald have on his farm? What does old MacDonald have on his farm?
Snot, snot.
Oh, will you still call him pig? Snot, snot. You're a silly billy.
Yes.
Old MacDonald. Don't tickle me. Old MacDonald.
Tim
Bat
one.
Had the farm.
Tim Bat and a very apostle.
Oh, thank you. Oh, I'm Dorothy, am I? Oh, thank you. The parcel's lovely.
And the letter's locked.
Oh, and a letter. A letter's dropped. Thank you. Look, I'm opening the parcel. Just what I need. Just what I need. I would imagine Postman Pat is very, very busy at this time of year, Thomas.
Yes.
Lots.
My father will buy a move. Like a moo cow.
Like a moo cow?
Yeah, wee.
Are the cows mooing on your farm, Thomas?
Yes.
Well, you see, the cows are probably very cold outside at this time of year.
Yes.
They might want to come inside, mightn't they?
Yes, come out. Come down. Out. Come in. My house.
Oh, look, they come into the house, but the farmer has lots of stables and...
And food.
Yes, he's lots of food. I can't think of the name of the place where cows go, the cow shed.
Mm.
Horses go in stables, don't they? Pigs go in sties or pens, and cows go in the cow shed.
Cow shed.
When it's very, very cold.
Press the Postman Pat button.
You've pressed the button on your Postman Pat book, haven't you?
Tissue there. Throw it in there.
You're throwing your tissue? Well, I was just about to wipe your nose.
My nose.
Do you not want your nose wiping?
No.
You've got a cold, haven't you?
No. Where the parcel gone now?
Where's the parcel gone? Dorothy's put it back in the box.
Nobody in it.
No, there's nothing inside, is there?
Oh, empty.
Is it empty?
Open it. Somebody's inside it. Aha. Somebody's hiding.
Wellington boots inside like Dorothy, have you?
There you are.
Listen, this is the book, I think, the one that you just pressed the button on. I think this is the book, Thomas, with the Postman Pat story about Dorothy. Shall we read it?
Yes.
Are you comfortable?
Yes.
It is very early in the morning. Postman Pat is already at the post office loading parcels and letters into his van. Thank you, Mrs. Goggins, says Pat. Wake up, Jess, we have to go. Breathing very deeply, are you alright?
No.
You're not alright?
Yes.
Do you not feel very well?
Yes.
Pat sets off on his delivery round, meeting lots of friends along the way. They all wave hello to Pat and Jess. Good morning, everyone, says Pat. Who can you see?
Mobile shop.
You can see Sam's mobile shop and what else?
That.
Who do you think that is?
A tractor.
It's a tractor with Mr. Thompson on it. Look, there are some cows and some sheep. Perhaps it's not winter in this book.
Meh. I see a sheep.
There are the sheep. Can you see a church? No, there isn't a church on that page, is there?
No.
Tom and Katie eat cereal for their breakfast. Tom gives a bowl of milk to Jess. Hello, Mrs. Pottage. Only one letter for you today, says Pat. Oh, you're pressing the button, are you? Oops. I've dropped the book now. I can hear a funny noise outside. Like somebody starting their car.
Alf Thompson milks the cows at his farm. A cockerel crows,
cock-a-doodle-doo.
Pat gives a large parcel to Dorothy. It's a pair of Wellington boots, says Dorothy. Just what I need.
Look, you see. Mummy was just pretending to be Dorothy, wasn't she, opening a parcel with Wellingtons in it?
Yeah.
All the children walk to school. Pat waits while they cross the road. Hello, Pat. We're going to have our faces painted extraordinarily, says Lucy Selby. That's the church, yes, and the school as well. All the children are going to school. And who's that standing in the road directing the traffic?
A policeman.
A policeman, yes, that's right. Why does Granny Dryden have so many...
What's that?
No, you know who they are. You tell me who they are. Who's this?
Mrs. Pottage.
Mrs. Pottage and...
Mrs. Selby.
No. He has a mobile shop. What's his name?
Sam.
Sam, look, he's taking Granny Dryden a basket of oranges. Who's that?
Mrs. Hubbard
and...
Reverend Timms.
Reverend Timms, what about that lady?
Mrs. Goggins.
Mrs. Goggins from the post office, and you know who that is?
Jess.
What does Jess say?
Meow.
Meow, and... Who's that?
Postman Pat.
And who's that lady?
Granny Dryden.
Granny Dryden, that's right. Look, Granny Dryden's got a little bird sitting on her window ledge. If you look through the window, look, she's about to have a tea party. Can you see there's a cake and some buns on the table? Why does Granny Dryden have so
what's
many...
What's that?
It's a little bird watching what's happening. It's probably looking at Jess, hoping that Jess won't jump up and get him. Why does Granny Dryden have so many visitors this morning? Happy birthday, everyone cries together. Oh, thank you, says Granny Dryden. You're all just in time for tea. Granny Dryden's birthday. What are they all taking her, Thomas? What's Mrs. Pottage got?
Present.
A present? I'd imagine that's a box of chocolates, don't you think? What's Sam taking her?
Some oranges.
Some oranges. And what about Mrs. Goggins? What's she got?
Chocolates.
She's got chocolates as well, has she? And what about, what's this lady called? Miss Hubbard? What's Miss Hubbard taking?
Flowers.
Some flowers. What about Reverend Timms?
No, not the chocolates.
It's a very big box. Do you think it's chocolates or do you think it's something else? It might be some new slippers in there. It's a big box, isn't it? Do you think Reverend Timms has bought Granny Dryden some new slippers for her birthday?
Yeah.
Right. Jess hasn't got anything, has she? Postman Pat's got two parcels.
Yeah.
Do you think one's from Postman Pat and there's another one that he's delivering for somebody else?
Yes.
And what sort of things do you think are in those parcels?
Chocolate balls.
Chocolate balls?
Yes.
Oh, she's going to have a nice birthday then, isn't she?
Yes.
Shall we have a look at some Christmas cards that came today?
Yes. In the box.
In the box?
Where do you use these letters? Oh. Too messed up.
What's messed up?
My letters.
Your letters, oh. The house is quite messy today, isn't it?
All messy today.
Oh, I'm getting such a mess, Thomas.
A bottle's thrown out.
It's quite tidy outside today because of the spin man have been, haven't they?
And the lorry coming back.
No, I don't think the lorry's coming back, not until next week.
Letters
and Mummy won't be here next week, will she? When the van comes, the lorry comes, and they'll be at work. It's all these letters.
Put them in the box.
We've got a lot of things, haven't we?
Put it in the box.
Well, most of these are Christmas cards, Thomas, that Mummy needs to put it when we have a moment. We've got quite a few Christmas cards on the mantelpiece and on the bureau, but we need to stick them on the banister and hang them on. Would you like to bring a little cherub, sweetheart, and sit next to me?
Yeah.
Hello. Just a second. I'll take them out of the envelopes. These have been opened already. And you have the envelopes.
No,
look, it's a picture of a teddy bear with two parcels. Do you think they're from Granny Dryden?
Yes.
All right, I'll put them back in there. We've got to take care of these cards then, Thomas.
No, don't open that one.
No, all right, won't open it. Well, that's a nice little card, isn't it? Look, a shepherd, an angel, some lambs, and what's that in the sky?
Star.
A star.
Shut it back. Shut it back.
Shut it back? What do you mean, shut it back?
A letter. Baby letter.
A baby letter. Shall we put it in your tummy?
Oh, yes.
Some of those won't fit into that little box, Thomas, I don't think.
No. Oh, you think? Oh, I just shut.
We mustn't break them.
No.
Because these aren't old ones, are they?
No, shut them. No, shut.
Well, shall we get a bigger box?
Yeah.
Or shall we have two boxes and we put the large ones in the bigger box and the small ones in the small box?
Yeah. Ready.
Come on, love, let's just wait in those.
Bigger box, please.
You'd like me to get you a bigger box? Look, here's a bigger box.
This
is a box that we have some Christmas decorations in. There we are, that's a nice big box, isn't it?
Yay! There.
Let's just put that in the bottom. There we are, we'll do it over here. Postman?
Yes.
What's that?
For the Christmas tree.
The Christmas tree, that's right.
And the daddy's newspaper.
Yeah, daddy's newspaper. I don't think we need to put... No, some of these letters don't need to go in the box, Tom. There we are.
A blue stamp.
A blue stamp. Who's that? Look on this card. What can you see?
A baby.
A baby. It's a little boy dressed in blue pyjamas looking out the window. It's snowing outside, isn't it?
Yes.
And who's sitting on the window ledge with him?
Purdy.
Purdy. Does that look like you and Purdy when you're ready for bed?
Yes.
And there's a lovely little Christmas tree there. Oh, look, it is like you because his slipper's fallen off his foot and it's sitting on the carpet. That's like you. You don't keep your slippers on, do you?
No. In my sack now. In my sack.
They're in your sack now, aren't they?
Don't fit that one.
Would you like me getting out?
No, no, no.
Shall we take them out?
No.
Here
are Dorothy.
Oh, here you are, Dorothy. I'm Dorothy today, am I? Oh, thank you. Yes, that's the water bill. So Mummy needs that, doesn't she? Thank you.
Not yesterday.
Oh, Jess, I can see Jess over there, not near the car seat. Can you see underneath?
Hiding.
She's hiding, yes.
Hiding behind my car seat.
You've got to have Jess, haven't you?
Yes.
Can't make deliveries without Jess. She's sitting on your head.
It's that hat.
She's like a hat, isn't she? A big furry hat sitting on your head. Now what is she doing?
Like Father Christmas, no.
Oh, I see, you put it around your neck. Does she look like Father Christmas's beard?
Yes.
Well, she has got a white tummy, hasn't she? And he's got a white beard.
I'm all worried. I'm worried all of a sudden now. letters.
Lots of letters.
And more letters.
More letters. You're a very busy postman, Pat, aren't you? Please be careful with them, Thomas. Thank you.
Put them back.
There you are.
But not open that one.
You don't want me to open it?
No.
Oh, who's on that card? Christmas card.
Not for Christmas.
Father Christmas, and what about this one?
What's that?
That's a snowman.
Put them back.
Okay.
Put them more, please.
Posting them in the box now. Look, this is a letter from Mother Cat.
Mother Cat.
Hmm. Oh,
And
Sainsbury's.
Put your numbers on it.
Two numbers on it. Yes, it says half price toy sale. So it's got two numbers because the half is written as a one and a two. Which is number one?
Six.
Which is number two?
41.
Thomas, are you feeling all right?
Yes.
Are you sure? You've gone very pale.
No.
You're not feeling sick, are you?
No.
Good.
There's a box.
Or are you going to just talk? What are you doing with the box?
Craning it.
Oh, I see. Craning it. You're hooking the end of your fishing rod onto the box. And you're saying you're craning it.
Craning box.
You're going to either lift it up or pull it along, aren't you?
Not fit.
Will it not fit?
No.
You want me to have a go?
Yeah, train it. I'm holding it. I'm holding up with that. Not fit.
No, it doesn't fit. The box is a little bit heavy, really, darling.
Bit heavy.
It is. It's a big box and it's full of letters. And it's a little bit too heavy to lift up with this because it isn't really a crane. It's a fishing rod. Listen, darling. Your hands are freezing cold. You feel cold?
No. No.
What do you want to do upstairs?
Play upstairs.
You want to play upstairs? Why do you want to play upstairs and not down here?
Play up.
There are a lot more things to do upstairs, Thomas, than down here.
Not down here.
All right, shh. I don't think you very well. I think this is where...
No.
All right, we'll go upstairs. This is why you're getting terribly upset, isn't it? We just had a little drink.
Oh no.
You don't want a drink? Alright, okay. Alright, just a minute, just let me turn the table. Shh.